Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, Mark Zorl with the Plan Vision Podcast. This one's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to simply read quotes from industry practitioners, commentators, or former industry practitioners, commentators, those that have been involved in the financial services industry, likely in a professional manner, for many years. I read these quotes in a book that I enjoyed a lot by Larry Swedrow called The Quest for Alpha. I don't really recommend many personal finance books. There's plenty of them out there, and you can find the one that you're interested in. But this one I enjoyed a lot, simply because one of the things that Larry did so well is he compiled all these quotes from people over the years that had made comments about the ability of actively managed funds or the active fund managed industry to outperform indexes. And I'm just going to read some of these quotes because they're great. David Swensen, who was has been the chief investment officer for the Yale Endowment Fund, with this comment: overwhelmingly, mutual funds extract enormous sums from investors in exchange for providing a shocking disservice. That is, mutual funds charge their investors big fees and usually fail to deliver returns that beat the market. John Bogle has, of course, a number of great quotes. I do not believe that they can identify in advance the top performing managers. No one can, not avoid those who claim they can do so. In this case, Bogle's talking about advisory firms who can try to pick fund managers. Make no mistake about it. The record is clear that top performing funds inevitably lose their edge. And of course, Warren Buffett had this to say: by periodically investing in an index fund, the know-nothing investor can actually outperform most investment professionals. Here's another one. Ralph Wanger, the lead manager of the Acorn Fund from 1977 to 2003, wrote a book, and he said, for professional investors like myself, a sense of humor is essential for another reason. We are very aware that we are competing not only against the market averages, but against one another. It's an intense rivalry. We are each claiming the stocks in my fund today will perform better than what you own in your fund. That implies we think we can predict the future, which is the occupation of charlatans. If you believe you or anyone else has a system that can predict the future of the stock market, the joke is on you. Bill Miller, highly regarded manager of the Legg Mason Value Trust Fund: the S&P 500 is a wonderful thing to put your money in. If somebody said, I've got a fund here with a really low cost that's tax efficient with a 15 to 20 year record of beating almost everybody, why wouldn't you own it? Douglas Dial, manager of the CREF stock account, one of the largest funds in the world: indexing is a marvelous technique. I wasn't a true believer. I was just an ignoramus. Now I'm a convert. Indexing is an extraordinarily sophisticated thing to do. If people want excitement, they should go to the racetrack or play the lottery. John Reckenthaler is the vice president of research at Morningstar. You know, Morningstar is known for its mutual fund rating services. Here's what he had to say. We should have more answers, he said, while noting there is surprisingly little that we can say for sure about how to find top-notch stock funds. To be fair, I don't think you'd want to pay much attention to Morningstar's star ratings either. What they're known for is their stars. Don Phillips is also managing director at Morningstar. The very likely takeaway may be that it's too hard to pick managers. These great mythic figures don't walk the earth. Jason Zweig, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, even though I've read his stuff quite a bit over the years. Your chances of selecting the top funds of the future are about as high as the odds that Bigfoot and the Abominable Snowman will both show up in pink ballet slippers at your next cocktail party. And he had been a long-term writer for the Wall Street Journal. Jonathan Clements, another personal finance columnist: Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny should take a few pointers from the mutual fund industry and its fund managers. All three are trying to pull off elaborate hoaxes. But while Santa and the Bunny suffered the derision of eight-year-olds everywhere, actively managed stock funds still have an ardent following among otherwise clear-thinking adults. This continued loyalty amazes me. Reams of statistics prove that most of the fund industry stock pickers fail to beat the market. Richard Thaler, a professor of behavioral science, University of Chicago, and he worked with Robert Shiller in a New York Times article. Thaler and Shiller, economics professor at Yale, note that individual investors and money managers persist in their beliefs that they are endowed with more and better information than others, and that they can profit by picking stocks. Sobering experience can help those who delude themselves, but not always. That people do not learn to correct most of their tendencies to overconfidence is apparently just one of the limitations of the human mind. Holman Jenkins, writer for the Wall Street Journal: why is there a whole industry devoted to helping individual investors pick out stocks when every jot of financial wisdom in the past 50 years, including Nobel Prize-winning work, suggests that this is a mug's game? Nobel Prize winner Merton Miller offered this advice in an interview with Barron's. Don't quote me on this, But I'd say don't read Barron's because it will only tease you about investment opportunities that you'd best avoid. Paul Samuelson, Nobel laureate in economics. A respect for evidence compels me to incline toward the hypothesis that most portfolio decision makers should go out of business, take up plumbing, teach Greek, or help produce the annual GNP by serving as corporate executives. Quote from Barton Biggs, the chief global strategist for Morgan Stanley, talking about forecasting. God made global strategists so weathermen would look good. Charles Clough, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name correctly, C-L-O-U-G-H, was the chief market strategist for Merrill Lynch. I'm the lousiest market timer in the history of the world. John Lisio, who published the financial newsletter, the Lisio Report, in an interview with Barron's. I don't try to forecast. I don't think forecasting is something within the realm of human possibility. That's a good one. Fred Henning, the head of fixed income investing at Fidelity Investments, when he made this astonishing admission. Basically, we were guessing on interest rates. What we've come to believe is that no one can guess interest rates. That is a relatively small sample of the quotes in this book. So if you want to read more about what some of the industry commentators have to say about the benefits of indexing and the difficulty of actively managed funds outperforming the markets, I'd recommend you pick it up and give it a read. It's a fairly short book, pretty easy read, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.